Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We're Zooming again.
Yep.
We've had some trouble trying to get our schedules to, I don't know, be the same.
It's just been crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're coming here.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll be able to do some podcasts together, bank some, yep. And then I'll have to come out there, so.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we might as well just keep doing them like this. We'll just pop our computer open a Zoom, and we'll just sit in the same screen.
Hey. it's such good quality.
Well, you know, I'm sitting outside.
I see that.
Believe it or not, the weather is pretty good here in Florida right now. I'm not even wet.
Nice.
Dude, every day.
Not frizzy?
No, every time I've been here, damp.
Super damp.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, it's real gloomy here, so.
Well. Here, let's just shoot this off. I'm just going to list a few things that suck for me right now. Ready?
Okay.
One. Breaking out. Been breaking out.
Oh, me too.
Two.
Big old one on my chin right now.
No, dude. My skin is so fucked up. So okay. Bad. I even sent a video to April and I was like, what's going on? And she goes, oh my God. She said, she'd never seen my skin react like be as bad as it is. Like
I have makeup, all the different climate.
I have makeup on, but it's like say, here, my whole chin is like
it's like cystic acne.
No, it's like none of this is acne. None of this is acne. Oh. I'm breaking out. Like I've got that guy right there.
Uh-huh.
Here, like hormonal, because I also started my period.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you still have hormones.
But no, I have like this like rash kind of shit and it's like raised up and it's just bothersome. Like it doesn't really hurt or itch or just like your irritated skin that like sometimes like it goes down and then other times it's like more raised and swollen and red. It's so really it's weird. Yeah, it's really weird. So I've been trying putting all kinds of stuff on it. And I've had it for a while. It's just and like it gets worse and then gets better. Anyway, okay, so there's that. There's that. One, I have an ovarian cyst. So for like the past like week and a half, been having a lot of pain down there, like in my not like period cramps. It's like the kind of pain I get when my cyst is really swollen.
Uh-huh.
So like sex is really painful. Well, like, here's the thing is like, I probably had a cyst way before I knew I did. Cause I finally got it checked because I was just having so much consistent pain. And I remember I was going to go and do that hike. I was going to go, for people that don't know, I was going to be going to do an overnight stay on the PCT, 2 days of hiking, one night. And then we were going to summit Mount Hood. And I just was having so much pain and like cramping, sharp pain. And so I had seen my gyno at the time and I have an IUD and I thought it was just my IUD and she did have to replace it because the one that I had had like, it was sitting really low, a lot lower than it should have been. So she took it out, replaced it. So now I'm dealing with cramping because of that. But she had said to me, you know, if it persists after this much time, then you might need to do a ultrasound because you could have a cyst. And I was like, okay, this is the first time I've heard about me possibly having a cyst on my ovary. Well, it persisted. And I had like 2 days before I left on this climb. So I went in and because they, you know, it'd been recommended I should get it checked just because once I'm out in the middle of nowhere, if something bad happens, like it could be hard to.
Yeah, it could burst or something. Yeah.
So I had to go to the emergency room. They did a ultrasound. Turns out I have I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically a blood fed cyst.
Gross. So
it will grow.
It's like a tick. And just like a little tick. Just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. So it will like grow and shrink. And so when they saw it, they said, I mean, it was really big, but she said it seemed like it was on its way down, like it was starting to shrink. So when I was on my hike, I needed to be very careful that if I all of a sudden had any sort of amount of like really aggressive pain, I would need to get to the emergency room as soon as possible, because when they're that big, you know, potentially it could like twist, my ovary could twist, like rotate or something. And then it would cut off blood flow to my ovary. Then I would have to like, you know,
sounds like the perfect situation to be just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was fine. And then I remember it was like during COVID and I was calling to try and get an appointment because they had said at the emergency room, you know, make sure you just have your doctor needs to keep an eye on it. It's like, okay, just keep an eye on it, you know.
Like you can see it.
Yeah.
How you doing down there, buddy?
Like it's like, okay, at what point do
that's
know
not
like,
the best advice
like I should we should check it
yeah
or
time to get a new doctor.
When it's kind of hard in a way, like I can like it doesn't always consistently get the same size or cause the same amount of pain or happen at the same time every month. So it's hard for me to like pay attention to it that way. Anyways, I went trying to get a doctor's appointment. They were basically trying to tell me, Sister Kaiser Permanente, I'm not with them anymore. And
sounds like a good choice.
Yeah. It was because I had that through my old job. Now I don't have that job. So anyways, call them trying to get an appointment because they said like, make sure you get it checked. And like when you get back, get it checked. It's like, okay. And they're trying to basically tell me I don't need to do a doctor's appointment. And really what they were trying to do is they're like, literally on the phone, she's basically trying to make me feel as though, like I should be able to just manage the pain, you know? And like, that's not a good enough reason to make an appointment because, you know, during COVID they're like no one's coming into the hospital,
right?
So and I kept saying to her on the phone, I was like, no, I'm like believe me, okay, I can handle the pain, like I've been dealing with it for years before I even knew what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like great advice.
And I was like, I just was told that I needed to keep an eye on it, so that's all I'm trying to do here. I'm not like trying to make an unnecessary doctor's appointment, like I don't want to go to the doctor.
I don't want to go, right?
Yeah. And so finally I just said to her, I was like, listen, I'm like, they told me that like, this is the type of cyst it was. And when I was going on my hike, they were trying to tell me like to be really careful and watch out for what kind of pain I might be in, because it could flip and then they would cut off circulation and I'd lose my ovary. And she like stops me and she goes, wait. And she goes, what did they say? And so I tell her again. So then she was pissed because the facility I had to go to, which was down in Watsonville,
mm-hmm.
I went in, had the ultrasound. They gave me the printout. They tell me all about it. But I guess she said they didn't put, none of that information was in my chart.
Oh.
So she couldn't even, she was basically just like hearing me talk about like a, you know, an ovarian cyst and I just supposed to keep an eye on it. And she's like, that doesn't make a big deal, but she didn't have any information in the chart about my visit,
right,
or about what type of cyst it was or anything like that. So long story short, have I had another ultrasound since then? Nope.
You need to.
I also don't have health insurance.
No.
Yeah. I have a lot of things I need to get in to see for the doctor, but I'm like, hey, I need health insurance. Hey, kids, get health insurance.
Get health insurance.
So ovarian cyst pain.
Well, even with my health insurance, it's ridiculous how much money I spend. So but yeah, we need to get you health insurance.
Yeah. But the pain that it causes sometimes, it's like, usually if I'm just out and about, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a sharp pain under here. If you guys are not watching the video, because I'm just pointing to my vagina, it's like my pelvic floor. It's like between, like right at my gooch, you know?
Right. Yep. Pain in the old gooch.
The old pain in the gooch. But it's.
Oh, God.
I missed you. So it's like, sometimes it's like someone shoving a knife or maybe even like a fire poker. Just something like, yeah, from there straight up in, and it might be coming out of my belly button.
Oh, nice.
So it's like this weird, sharp, but yet dull, pinchy pain. I know that all those descriptive words don't necessarily go together, but it does feel like that. And it will go up through there and it will kind of come out right here in my belly. And it's like that plus then like gas pain in a way. Like, have you ever had like gas pain where it's like a sharp cramping, but it'll subside. Like it'll hurt for a minute and then it will like chill.
Yes.
It's like that. It's like throbbing. And it's mm-hmm. almost like my everything down there, up into my abs, up into like my butthole, like every part of my pelvic floor, all those muscles, it's almost as if they're spasming and it's like sharp pain. What I used to think it was, like before I then knew like, oh, I have a cyst and things get swollen and irritated in there, you know? I used to think that it was, I used to think what was happening was like if you hit my cervix got hit.
Yeah.
And then everything would like seize up. Maybe that is what it is, but usually it only happens around the time of the month where that my cyst is getting really swollen.
Where your tick is filling up.
Where gross.
So gross.
I can't wait till someone's like, oh my God, Brooke has a tick on her open. What kind of tick is that? I swallowed one once.
I swallowed one. It's just been living on my ovary since.
Yeah. A lot of blood in there.
I feel like the guy's just like feeling like a hero too. Like, yeah, my dick's so big.
And I'm like, oh,
I can just wreck her pussy every time.
I'm like, yeah.
No, it's the tick.
Yeah, dude. I just fucking fucked her so hard her butthole spasmed.
God,
dude, I love it.
Fucked her into a rectal spasm.
she's having a rectum attack. My mom calls them recommendations.
Yeah. Oh my God. Remember? It's like, for our listeners, we have a friend who we were all out one night. Remember, I don't want to say their names. And these two friends of ours hooked up, and the next day she went in to get her appendix taken out.
Yes.
And we were like, dude, you fucked her into
appendicitis.
Appendicitis?
Appendicitis?
Whoa. That is impressive.
Yeah.
Fucked her so hard she had to get her appendix out. I mean, those are bragging rights right there.
Oh my gosh. But it gets better.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So far, you guys, we've got my list of bad skin. Okay.
There's people out there with like really horrible acne, just like looking at you like, come on.
No, I know. But I'm not, okay. That's true.
You're not used to it.
And I think about that.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to it. And it's like, it's been now.
It's new.
It's been long enough that I feel like it would have gotten a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's like almost every time I take a step forward, we take like three steps backwards. before I just started my period, before this one, I had a period for 2 weeks, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got like all kinds of weird shit going on.
It's because you're in your 30s. I'm telling you, like every 10 years or so, things just change. I used to just like hemorrhage in my 30s.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So what?
Cyst. Period. Skin. Then, you know, with all the above, moody, you know, a little hormonal. And then I'm covered in mosquito bites.
Oh, they do love you.
So I haven't slept for the past two nights.
Oh no. Oh, you poor baby.
I wonder if you can probably see them on my leg. These ones don't even bother me. It's the ones on my ankle.
Oh, I can see them. Yeah.
You see these?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Look at these ones.
Yeah. Yep. They like you.
Oh man. But I've got them on my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and on the back of my ankle right here. And I have one on my big toe. And I got them on the back of this one too. I've got them like on my forearms, on my fingers.
Where did you go?
I'm thinking it was a couple nights ago. We went to the beach for the sunset.
Oh,
and it's either mosquito bites or it's like the
sand fleas.
They call them like no-see-ums. Oh man, I got attacked by those no-see-ums.
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 Sounds like it's all in your head.
Yeah. So I've been sleeping with this. It's a Benadryl itch relief stick.
You're just rubbing it on every 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Extra strength.
It's not.
Don't do shit.
My mom used to always, if we had like poison oak or mosquito bites or whatever, she would put salt in a bowl and put just a little bit of water. And then you just like rub it with the salt.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, it dries out poison oak for sure. But, and you know, especially living here in California and on the beach, like if you just like went in the ocean, like the salt water, but if you, this is going to sound sadistic, but if you like kind of like break the skin, it stings so good.
Yeah, I bet.
Like a little, you know, you just scrub it.
Well, I've told you how I normally take care of them, right?
What?
I burn them.
Oh, that's right.
I have scars on my ankle right here.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, that's why I didn't do it this time. Yeah. But this is from when I was in France.
Oh, I remember that when you had horseback riding.
Dude, I had, my nose itching. I had, I think, almost 60 bug bites from my waist to my feet. Mars, when I was married, Mars counted them. I got in the shower and he counted them. And I had like 56.
Oh my God.
Covered. Okay.
Miserable. So like,
miserable.
Miserable.
And here's what I decided. Like, you know, yesterday, because last night was far worse than the night before. I did not sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, you know, I get up, I put my stuff on, and it like starts to like, I'm okay. You know, I might get a little itch here and there, but not bad. I'm like, how the hell do the bug bites know like when it's nighttime?
That's when absolutely.
That's when it's like, oh, nothing works anymore.
Yeah. Well, somebody,
it's like a cough. Like your cough is always the worst at night.
Yeah. I think that, it's because your body's shut off. Like if you're trying to fall asleep. So it's like the only thing you're thinking of is like during the day you're moving around and you're doing stuff. But then as soon as you lay down, like, I don't know, I don't even have bug bites. And I was thinking about this last night. I was like, why is everything on my body itching right now?
Itching. That happens
like
to me all
the
time.
Like I cannot fall asleep. My head's itching. Now my back's itching.
Behind
now
your knee.
Yeah.
In the middle of your back.
Everything is itching. Yeah. And it's just as soon as I lay down. So yeah, I don't know.
I get like that a lot. You like lay there and you're like, and then all of a sudden everything feels uncomfortable. Your sheets are shitty. Like the blankets, the blanket's scratchy.
Yeah.
And like your hair's getting
tickling
like
your face.
And you're back and you're like, last night I kept grabbing my hair and being like,
throwing it over.
Cause it's like getting stuck behind my back and I'm already itchy because I have bug bites on my back. I was so mad.
Yeah, I'm
trying
not sleeping.
Trying to like hold it together. Finally went and got on the couch. That didn't work.
Yeah, not sleeping sucks.
But
I feel ya.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you sound like you're doing great. Well, I'm just excited to get to see you soon.
I know. I fly home today. And then as soon as
you're
I get out there
out Thursday,
yeah. As soon as I get out there, we're packing. And I'm just going to make a couple piles. One will be like a to the dump pile and I'll call and have someone come pick it up.
Yeah.
And then another one will be like donation pile.
Ruby pile.
And then Ruby pile, Courtney pile. Yeah. And then I've got to figure out if I'm going to do a U-Haul. Where I was also playing with the idea of like, I guess we'll wait and see what all I'm going to take with me, like what all I'm going to keep at my house. Cause do I do a U-Haul or do I do one of those shipping, like the containers that you just like fill it up and then they ship it.
Yeah.
Ship it.
Ship it.
Ship it.
You'll just have to compare pricing. Ship it. Yeah. So, okay. So Ruby, my youngest, for everybody out there, who I talk about her all the time. but it is my last child that lives at home, and she is going to be moving out, which in California, it's so expensive that I thought she was going, oh, as she's flushing the toilet in the background. Hi, are you dressed? Okay, here.
I can't see her. Pretty dark back there.
Go. She's a nudist. She's just walking behind me naked to the bathroom. Okay. So anyway, I thought she was going to live with me forever. And so luckily our family had bought a property, a business that has some rentals on it. And there was a woman squatting. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's like basically she moved in and paid her deposit and first month's rent and then didn't pay at all. And in California, renters' rights are protected to the point where it's very hard to get them out. So my poor cousin who oversees our rentals, he had started the legal process. You know, she was like a woman with a couple kids. And so the first time she didn't pay, he was kind of like, hey, you know, your rent's due. And then, that happened for a couple months. He was like, you know, I just didn't want to just throw her out with her kids. And so he kept like talking to her. And then he finds out she has a lawyer. She does this all the time. Apparently it's like a scam. And I guess it's happening all over San Francisco and all this stuff. Where she moved in and she already had a lawyer. So, and then at some point he's texting her, trying to contact her. And she says, stop harassing me. So he's like, wait, what the fuck? So anyway, so he's going through the whole legal process and then COVID hits. Well, when COVID hit, it was, I believe it's, I don't know if it's just California. All the renters were protected. You couldn't throw a renter out. So yeah. It stopped the whole process. And so COVID is still technically going on here. I mean, it's as far as, places, as far as things there. Shut down. Yeah. And so, but he was lucky enough to, like it still would be stopped, but this woman was posing as the landlord of the rental. And so
of your family rental,
of our family rental. She's posing as the landlord, and then they would come to the house and she would take their first month's rent and deposit. And she was doing it to multiple people. I don't know how many people she did it to before she got caught. I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, if I give my money, I'm going to report her to someone. Yeah. But I don't know if she, so anyway, I don't know all the logistics of it, but she had done it a few times. So now she's finally there. She's legally out, but still because of paperwork, we can't get in there. But luckily, long story short, she is out and Ruby's going to rent and they're renting it to her for way under market price. So yeah. She's able to move out with her boyfriend. So I'm going to have the whole house to myself. And Brooke was kind enough to offer Ruby a bunch of her stuff. So Ruby, like when I moved out, I had hand-me-downs. I never had new stuff. I had to like take whatever family member had some ratty old shitty couch and, you know, and I was grateful for it. So Ruby's going to end up with some real nice stuff.
Yep.
Oh, she's super excited. So I'm going to get my life back. I'm going to be a little sad, to be honest.
I bet.
You know, it'll be hard. It'll be a little lonely. She comes out. She goes, did you say you're going to be sad? Because I'm constantly like, I can't wait for you to move out.
Yeah, you keep pushing me to get out.
Well, it's good for you to get out anyway. So, yeah. So that'll be interesting. I mean, at least I can like have a guy over without Ruby going through his wallet.
Yeah.
I mean, she's straight psycho.
Dude, she's
living with Ruby is like living with like I'm
hi. On,
we're podcasting. Come say hi. You can come say hi.
Hi, Ruber.
You can't hear her, but
I know. Here. What? Wait, what is this?
It's a, what do you mean? You put it in your ear.
I miss you.
The stethoscope.
Yeah, what is this?
I miss you.
Yeah,
I miss you.
How excited are you?
I'll see you on Thursday.
This Thursday?
Coming Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yay.
Okay. Are you staying with us?
No, she still has her house.
I'll have my house, and then I'll be moving out and getting all the stuff out of it. And I'll probably get either a hotel or something for next week, the end of next week, when hopefully most of the stuff's out of the house. But where will you be?
I'm actually podcasting right now.
Okay. Sorry. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll see you Thursday. Love you.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. We forget what we're doing sometimes.
Oh, hello.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move out, Ruby. And then, you know, maybe I'll keep some of my shit in your room and I'll, you know, help pay your mom's mortgage.
Yeah.
I could offer you something.
I know we've talked about moving. Hey, yeah, Brooke's taking your room. She goes, I already thought that was the plan.
It is the plan. It was also, if you would have moved out earlier, you know, I would have just, I never would have bought a house. We've just been waiting on you, Ruby. We've been waiting.
So I want to preface this with, I like Ruby's boyfriend. Ruby, don't get mad at me for telling the story. I like Ruby's boyfriend, but like so many kids around their age, they think they know everything.
Yeah.
They know everything. And so we're sitting at the table and we find out this rental's come up. You know, I'm telling her, you know, call cousin Morgan, da, 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 da. And they're finding out like, yeah, he's going to rent it to us, blah, blah, blah. And they're super excited. And so we're all, and I'm with my older kids too. And we're talking about, you know, oh my gosh, I just think, you know, it's going to be so good for you guys to just have that experience. It's like, it's good for anybody. Have that experience. I mean, after you've been living with your parents and, you know, the toilet paper's out. I just go to the magic cupboard and there's toilet paper or, you know, whatever, your whole house is done. And, so I'm telling them this and Ruby's boyfriend goes, he's been traveling for work lately and they put him up in a hotel and he goes, I mean, I pretty much know what it's like to live on my own. I've been living in hotels the last couple months. Oh, she's all, oh my God. And I just went like this. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, I was disappointed.
No.
Shut up.
Oh, Ruby goes, I was disappointed too. I just wanted him to shut up. And my older son could see the look on my face and he's like, Mom, because I was like ready to go in. And then he makes it even worse by saying, I mean, like, how hard can it be to buy some toilet paper and some towels? Ruby's laughing in the background. And I was just dumbfounded. I was like, And so Jordan like calmed me down and I was like, Jordan, help me. And Jordan just looks at him and he goes, nah, dude, nah, that's nothing like that.
<Mm-mm>. He goes, yeah, no, it's definitely not, you know, it's not normal to like leave the house and come back and someone's come in and like
cleaned your bed, replenished your towels,
replenished your towel,
your toilet paper. Oh my God. No, Ruby goes, he's probably never done that. And I was like, yeah, I know. He's here all the time. He forgets. He doesn't even scrub his poop skids out of the toilet.
Ew.
Ew. Good luck with that.
If I poop anywhere.
Oh.
And there's marks in the toilet. I am 100% scrubbing those things before.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, there's no way I'm walking out of that bathroom and taking responsibility for the last poop skin.
No way.
You know, and that's the thing too, is it's like, there's a brush right there.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like,
nah. Yeah, now Gina will get it.
Yeah, later. Not me. Not my problem.
Not my problem.
Not my toilet.
I live in hotels. Someone else does that.
Someone will come by later.
Yeah. Poop fairy.
Someone will be by later. God.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. You know what's really going to happen is that, Ruby, are you still back there? what's going to happen is they're going to move in together. And then Ruby's going to be complaining to me about all the things I've been complaining to about them the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. I even told her, I was like, okay, have you guys had a discussion about like division of chores and division of money or, you know, bills and all of that? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, I really, really sure hope so, because I don't think Christian does shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruby doesn't do much unless she has to, but she will.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I was such a slob when I lived at home. I was horrible. And I remember what's funny is that when my ex took my parents out for dinner to ask if he could marry me or to ask for my hand and whatever, their permission, he came back and he said, I go, well, how'd it go? And he said, well, I'm not really sure. He goes, I don't know if it was reverse psychology, but I felt like your mom was trying to talk me out of it. And I said, what? This is so typical my mom. My mom said, well, you know, she's going to be expensive. She likes really nice things. Oh. I was like, what? I'm going to be expensive. And then
she's
said,
very dirty.
And she's very messy. She's a slob. She's not going to clean. She doesn't cook. Like, I mean, she basically was like giving a list of like all the reasons why I'd be a really shitty wife. Uh-huh. And I was like, but it's true. Cause when I did live at home, I wasn't super clean or helpful. My mom just did it.
Yeah.
But once I lived on my own, I'm freaking anal.
Yeah.
Because it's my own, which it sounds even shittier because it was like, oh, this is your shit. I don't care.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fuck it up.
someone will come by later.
Yeah. Oh, my mom. Yeah. Perfect. So, but yeah, it'll be fun for them to be out on their own.
Yeah.
It's good for them. Good experience.
All right, guys.
Anyway. We're wrapping this up quickly because we just can't wait to see each other.
And I'm going to finish packing so I get to the airport.
Oh, I thought it was because we just couldn't wait to be around each other.
No, 100% that.
Okay.
Honestly, guys, we need to hold hands and cuddle.
Yeah.
In fact, when we do our next one, we'll probably be spooning.
Yeah, we'll just spoon in bed.
We'll put the screen up and we'll just spoon.
I don't look great from that angle, so I'm not so sure about
Neither
that.
Neither do I. So maybe we'll just.
Yeah, we'll just hold each other unnaturally. Like one of those awkward family pics.
Yeah, we'll wear
denim shirts.
All denim shirts.
Absolutely. Or like the white shirts on the beach.
Dude, we should actually just get a full denim outfit and wear it for next time.
All right, we're doing it.
Okay. I love you guys.
Well, hey, I love you too. And hey, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you guys. Oh, wait. Don't forget to rate,
review,
subscribe.
Five-star rating. Five-star warning.
We're trying to do it together because it's like delayed or something. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps.
Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.